Some of you witches need to come over to the light side, run to Jesus and get saved, because you're not God. And your spells don't work against a born-again Christian, because the blood of Jesus protects us. Just like you put red on your finger, a red tape, we put the red over our heart and mind and body and soul because we're covered by the blood. We claim the blood. Let's see, I got this verse on my wall. For so it is the will of God that with well-doing you put to silence the ignorance of the foolish. Hebrews 13:12. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. So when I'm walking around my house, I'm seeing verses about the blood of Jesus, and I say unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, These are they which came out of the great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. So the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. How? Here's another one. Let's see. 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light as he is in light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. So why in the world would you keep attacking? You know, it might be 200, 300, 400, it might be 1,000 witches. Why would you keep attacking the born-again saints, include myself, and it backfires, and you have so many curses backfire on you? Why do you keep doing it? Why do you keep trying? You're not God. You're not the Queen of Heaven. You're a sinner, and your sin stinks to high heaven. And the more you do these spells and stuff, the more it's going to be in your body. You're going to embody. And just Google witch. You're going to start to look more like a witch. Google it. Bent hands, bent nose, crippled, leaning over. You're going to become more like the images that you see on the internet about what a witch looks like. Why do you keep trying? You can't deceive us. We know who you are by your words, by your symbols, by the symbols in your house. We know who you are. We know who you are by what you say, the words you say, the way you laugh. You sound like the Wicked Witch of the West when you laugh, when you talk. Why do you think it's going to work? It really, look, all your stupid spells, they only work if somebody believes it. Because this is a reap what you sow reciprocal reality. It's a copy machine. So if somebody says, oh, they'll come up to you and say, how you feeling today? Your foot hurting or something? And then they think about their foot hurting and their foot hurts. That's not a curse. That's their thoughts reflecting back. Whatsoever things are true, good, lovely, sound. I mean, come on, people. Y'all need to wake up. There's the devil, which is the dark side, and Eve, who chose to follow the devil. Adam was not in the deception. He went down with the ship to save Eve. So Eve is still here today, and she feels like she has no power. All your insecurities, the only reason you do witchcraft is because you feel like you have no power. And so you want to get an advantage over somebody, and you can't affect the saints. It's all lies. It's all illusions. You're just like WandaVision. You create this illusion, and you paint this picture, and you have somebody believe that you're something that you're not, and then they step into your circle. And they say, oh, let me turn around and leave this because this is witchcraft, this is sorcery, this is the dark side. You pull somebody in to the dark side and they step through the door and they look around the way you're dressed and the way, oh, I'm out of here. Bye. Adios. See you. Wouldn't want to be you. We know who the witches are. You can't hide. I don't care if you're in the corporate. I don't care if you're in the churches. I don't care if you're in a family. I don't care if you're at the grocery store. We know who the witches are. And I don't know why you just keep thinking you're going to win. Wally Cody never wins. Wally Cody never wins. Don't you really? Look at one of your friends who's a witch, okay? Now, picture that friend. Picture her as Wally Cody, okay? Now, look how she just going around in a circle crazy. Chain smoker, chain drinker, doing drugs, buying and spending all this money on trying to get somebody to cast a spell, or going and buying all these herbs and all and trying to put whatever, however y'all do it. I don't care if you're a Pentecostal witch or some kind of occultist or a church or a Freemason witch or a Jesuit witch or whatever you are, military witch. It's all military. But because it's militia. You try to use these methods, but you're fighting against God. You're talking about the body of Christ. So when the body of Christ is blessed by God, we're blessed by God because of Christ in us, the hope of glory. We have the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is one of the Trinity. We're sealed until the day of redemption. We can't lose our salvation. We have a sober mind. The only way that you try to pull us in is try to get us to drink, or try to poison us or give us something to get us out of our mind. And we don't stay around you long enough for you to poison us and kill us. Because we know what you are. We know you're dangerous. When I was a kid, my mom said, I'm going to say it again, this is how y'all think. I asked her, I said, do you not like that person? She said, no, I love that person to death. I just want to squeeze her to death. So she's saying two things at the same time. Oh, I love her, but I just want to squeeze her to death. So she really hates the person, but she's pretending. Y'all are able to say in a sentence the truth, but you mean the lie. This is how it works. Y'all say the truth, but it means a lie. It's all about the intention of your heart. I love them to death. I just want to squeeze them to death. I love them to death. I want to squeeze them to death. I want to hug. No, I want to hug her to death. That's what she said. And I was like, I don't even know how old I was, 8 or 10. Why do I remember that? Because I saw the same fractal happen to today. Hey, how are you doing? And a witch will come up and say something that sounds like they're your friend, but they really want you dead. So do you don't think God sees your heart? And here's the thing about the witches. They'll say, it's all about love. It's all about love, but you're trying to cast spells so somebody loses money or a job or their health, and you're claiming love. You really think that's love? So you're contradicting yourself. You've deceived yourself so much. That's why you're going into mental psychosis. There's no witch that I've ever known that was a witch. Her mind went off. The longer you stay in witchcraft and sorcery, the worse your mind will get. And in order to fight those demons that are attacking you, because you can't quit. Because if you quit doing since you sold your soul to the devil, you can't quit doing what the devil and the demons are telling you. Because if you try to quit, then the demons will attack you and drive you even more insane. You might end up in the crazy house. And the more insane you get, the more you got to drink. And the more you got to drug. And so you're trying to leave the demon because he's telling you what to do. You think it's your thoughts, but it's not. And all you had to do is fall down on your face and cry out to Jesus, Lord, save me. Lord, heal me. Lord, forgive me. I'm sorry for all my transgressions, and get saved. And then go out there and try to win souls and try to destroy souls. And so the witch will say, I just love everybody, but you're trying to destroy people. You can call it white magic, black magic, whatever you want to call it. You're going down and down, just like Wally Cody. You're in a circle. You're in a cycle. You're obsessed. The reason you're obsessed, Because the devil will possess you for a minute and get you in that mindset, and the devil will leave, and he don't even have to possess you because you turn into obsession. So the devil possesses you without possessing you with obsession. So you're focused on destroying one person. Instead of blessing people, you're cursing people. Instead of loving people, you hate people, but you claim that you love everybody because you're lying to yourself. Everything about you is a contradiction, and your mind is so twisted, you contradict yourself, and people who are around you see that you're contradicting yourself, so they say, oh, that's a liar. That's a gaslighter. That's a future faker. That's an attention seeker. You want the attention. You're jealous of other people who have attention because God has blessed them from a child. You're jealous. You love their soft heart. You want to be around somebody who has love, but when you get around them because you have a demon, you destroy the love. You want that love, but you can't have it because your heart ain't right. I just want to experience that love of that Christian over there. I want to fellowship with that Christian. But as soon as you come in, you're bringing a demon, and the demon is death. You're actually in the death cult. And these illusions and these fake reality bubbles and these narcissistic games and all these pretending. You actually know the truth, but you spit it out. And you come in and you say, I'm going to be the perfect wife. And the whole time, from day one, it starts to glitch. There's a glitch in the program. Okay. So you want to be the perfect helpmeet, but you actually want the man to be the helpmeet. You're trying to flip reality. By your words, you're contradicting the word. So we go back to the word. Okay, so this didn't... You talk to a couple pastors and you're saying, wait a minute. Something don't sound right. What do you think about it? Yeah, get a run from that. You talk to some contractor that you trust, that you've been working with a long time, and you say, what do you think about this? No, man, that sounds like an evil woman. I'd run from that. I would actually run from that. Evil, devil, D-E-V-I-L. Eve in the flesh is Eve. Ill. Eve is ill. So the more you stay in the dark side, the more mentally ill you become. Eve became ill. And what did Eve want? The world, the flesh, the prior life. Eve wanted money and greed and to be the higher up and be seen. Image. Outward show. You wanted to rise up and be somebody when you're actually nobody. Long story short, I don't know what's wrong with y'all. Something wrong. I do know what's wrong. You're just like Eve. Hath God said, you can be your own God. And so then you believe that Lucifer is God, and you believe all kinds of ridiculous beliefs and doctrines of devils and doctrines of demons, and you're like going off the deep end, and everybody knows that you need some help, and you're you just have stuff ricochet on you and backfire on you, and it's like, come on, aren't you? You talk about karma, and the karma's hitting you so much, and you can't admit it's you. You can't admit the karma is you. The karma that y'all love, we call it reap what you sow, but the karma's hitting you so much. And the more you attack a holy one who's separated from you because of the Holy Spirit, we're in life, you're in death. And so the more you try to attack the holy ones, the more karma that hits you. It's really just so obvious. I don't know how you're so blind that you can't see it. And the more you pretend to be our friend and you're actually our enemy, the more it has to be messing with your mind, because you're coming, you know, friend or foe? Oh, I'm your friend. Why do you hate me? Why are you cursing me? Why are you, why is your body language showing that you hate me? Why don't you hear what I have to say? Why is it all about, why do you try to overtalk me? Why are you just like the rest of them? Friend or foe? Friend, why do you act like a foe? Why's your body language a foe? What's wrong with you? Something wrong with you. There's something wrong with you. And if you can't see that the karma that you're wanting to be on other people is actually hitting you, then you have a really hard time looking in the mirror. And that's why you are going to go down the rabbit hole of no return until you say, I'm a sinner. Lord, save me. And I'm talking about a born-again experience. I'm not talking about I'm talking about falling down on your face and admitting that witchcraft and sorcery is of the devil. I spent 3 months studying y'all's terminology just to see what y'all were doing. And y'all have no power. Y'all don't have any power. The only power you have is if somebody believes it. We're saved by faith. We walk by faith. We don't believe your curses. And we claim the blood over our own shorts, our failings. And we repent. We get right. Lord, forgive me. I claim the blood. Thank you for saving me. And I'm walking back in the right path. Example is David in the Bible. Yeah, it wasn't a witch that cursed him. He lost the child. Bathsheba lost her child. Think about it. Was it him or Bathsheba? It's his fault, really. But even Bathsheba had a choice to make. They lost their child. And so when you kick Jezebel, which is the witch, Revelation 2, when the Bible says to kick Jezebel out of the church and do not tolerate her at all, zero toleration. Don't break bread with devils. Zero tolerance. So when you cast Jezebel out of the congregation or the fellowship of the church, zero tolerance. What does it say is going to happen to her? If she stays in that, she's going to lose her children or lose her followers or be on a sick bed. And I already know what's happening in your group, and I don't even have to know you or be there. Y'all are going to fight against each other. Y'all are going to start fighting against each other because you're Jerry Springer. Only a Jerry Springer mindset would try to cast a spell to be higher than somebody else. Why not live in a win-win reality, which is God's reality, instead of a win-lose reality? You think that somebody's winning and you're not. That tells me that you're a thief and you're an evil person, because this reality is win-win. If you do right, but you're doing wrong, so you think everybody else should lose and you win. That's the thief mindset. You're a thief. We know what you are, because we used to be like you till we got saved, and then we got real enlightenment. And when we read the Bible, we can rightly divide it. When you read the Bible, you take one verse out of context and you don't even know what it means. You just use it for your own good. You actually use the Bible to justify your false beliefs. Instead of you changing for the Bible, you want the Bible to change for you. That's your root problem right there. Let me say it again. Instead of the truth changing you, you want to change the truth to match what you believe. That is your root issue. The truth will set you free. Not your truth, but God's truth. And if you look at how the universe works, you look out there at the plants and you look at how the universe works, everybody is being blessed. It rains on the just and the unjust. Why are you trying to take away my rain and trying to curse me and to get rid of my rain and my blessings? Don't you know that that's going to affect you? It rains on the just and the unjust. You're unjust. We're just. Why are you trying to steal my rain? You got enough rain for yourself because you're in the scarcity mindset. You're in the scarcity mindset. There's no scarcity. Earth has no scarcity unless you go out in the desert, and then you don't need to live out there. If you want to go to Mars, go ahead, but there's scarcity there. Why not stay on Earth and be blessed? The just shall walk by faith. Why don't you walk by faith? Because you walk by works. because you're under law, you're under the dispensation of law, you haven't entered into reality. The dispensation of law, the works-based system, is fake reality. That's why you're bitter and frustrated and fighting and lazy and drunk, because you don't want to step into grace and just enjoy the grace of God by faith. You want to do something. You're actually mad at us because we don't do as much as you, and we're just sitting around in peace, walking by faith, and we're doing okay. We're happy in a small house. We don't care. You have all that pressure on you and all that stress. Where's it getting you? Stress makes you sick. We're not stressed out, but you are. I mean, come on. Let's think about this for a second. The born-again saints who believe in Jesus by faith alone are not stressed, but you are. We're not jealous of you, but you're jealous of us. Now, who's in the right and who's in the wrong? We don't care what you do. We don't care. We don't care how much money you got. We don't care what you do behind the scenes. We don't even think about you. But you think about us. You attack us. You're obsessed on us. We don't even think about you. We punch out at 5 o'clock. We go home. We don't think about that place. And we don't think about what the neighbors are doing. We don't care. We've got our own stuff going on. Hobbies, remodeling, reading, studying, cleaning, changing the oil on the car. Whatever we're doing, we're not thinking about you. We have our own little thing going on. And when we talk to each other, we're talking about Bible and being holy and being convicted of certain things and making sure we hold each other accountable, not judging each other because we know we all fall short. And we're in fellowship. We're in real agape love. All you are is in sex, drugs, and alcohol, and partying, and just destroying yourself, and destroying your heart. I mean, how many people are you going to be with until you realize you've destroyed your own heart, and you have no real emotions, and no real love with somebody? All those people you're with, you're destroying your soul. Whoredom, wine, and new wine take away the heart. You've destroyed your soul with the witchcraft, the spells, the spell casting, the drinking, the drugging, the bar hopping, the world system. You're destroying your soul, and you want us to be like you? You want to take away our sacred heart, our red sack? You want to turn our red sack, sacred heart into a hard heart like you? We want a soft heart. We don't want what you got. You ain't got nothing. Your apple that you're hanging up in front of us, there's nothing in there we want. You hold that apple up there to try to pull us in, and we know it ain't nothing. It don't last. It's a fake reality. The apple, hath God said, he knew. God knew that would be an object lesson for the whole world. Like, think about Apple phones or Apple computers. It's got the bite out of the apple, right? But people get drawn into their phone, the media, and all the devices. God made man upright, but he sought out many devices. And you're sitting there on your computer and your office, your Apple computer at your office, and you're sitting there 8 hours and you're not exercising and you're not healthy and you're getting diabetes and everything else because you're not walking around moving, and you think you're getting ahead. I mean, really? I mean, it's so obvious that you're upside down. You hate the fact that we want to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. But our idea of wealth is not the same as yours. Our idea of wealth is have zero debt and just less stuff. It's really just kind of scary to see that there's people out there. And most of the time, the witches are not educated. They're not educated. And I'm not judging anybody that's saved, because you can self-educate. Once you get saved, The saved people self-educate. They get into the Strong's Concordance and rightly divide that word and get into a good local church and run their Bible. And eventually, if the church is legalism, they get out on their own and they stay in the Bible and study themselves. And so they're always educating themselves in the truth. But you're just running around trying to get the stuff of the world. You're stuck in the simulation and just going around and around and around trying to hurt somebody else because you think in the win-lose mindset. If anybody who's a witch, you're thinking win-lose. You think if somebody else is winning, you're losing. And if you're winning, they're losing. We don't care if you win. We actually know that the devil might give you some wins, but you're actually destroying your heart and your soul. And so we know spiritually you're losing. You might win on earth, but you're losing out from heaven. Though you gain the whole world and lose your own soul, what good is it? You're winning. So you think, we'll see how long it lasts. I would say good luck, but I'm being sarcastic and I don't want to be like you because that's all y'all are is mockers and sarcastic. You know, this is serious business, people. You better get right with God.